gives me to hear you say good morning back to me. My name is Harold Wheat. I'm the appointed pastor here, and it is my delight to be worshiping with you all this morning. Now, we at Tabernacle have decided to follow in the way of Jesus Christ as a lifestyle rather than as a system of beliefs that you have to check off, rather than as a club that you have to have a tag or a sticker to belong to, but something that is part of everything that we do and that informs all the different parts of our life. So the way of Jesus Christ is a way of love, it's a way of self-reflection, it's a way of spiritual growth, and we hope that this service of worship will be part of that growing for each one of us in our own way. Now, I just want to say how thankful I am that this is our first Sunday back in this sanctuary, and we are open for in-person worship. We thank you for observing the social distancing. We thank you for wearing your masks. We thank you for humming along with the hymns rather than belting them out the way that we Methodists usually do, whether we're on key or not. It doesn't really matter. It's the enthusiasm that counts. But we hope that in the midst of even all these differences, that you will have an experience of God's presence and a sense that God loves you and is there to help you take the next steps on your spiritual journey. There are all kinds of announcements, but most of them are in your weekly email. I do want you to be aware that the weekly email is coming out in a slightly different format, so if you don't seem to get it, just check your was a junk mail or spam mail, make sure it didn't get put into a folder that it wasn't supposed to be in. There's reasons for that, and I explained them in a separate email. Again, don't need to take your time this morning. I think we are ready to enter into worship. And you've got bulletins with you, I hope. Everyone got one? Do you have what you need? We're going to do a call to worship, which is found in your bulletin. And for those of you who are watching online, it should be appearing on your screens. Gracious God, open the eyes of our hearts to the joys of each day.
When the going is hard, help us
to bring our frustration and grief to you,
so that our vulnerability will be available for the joy of your presence.
In our hearts, in our relationships, in our community.
Gracious God, open the eyes of our hearts.
So I invite you to hum along with us as we sing this little light of mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Penny is going to be reading scripture. Now, Mark, I want to make sure that you have a portable microphone so that those who are listening from home can hear you. And you'll set this over your ears and let the boom come out in front of your mouth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am, interestingly enough, reading from the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 8. And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He said, he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus.
Now, there's going to be a couple of changes in our order of worship, just because yours truly is still working out the kinks of all the different technological integrations that have to happen. So I'm going to put the children's sermon right before the regular sermon. We're going to get to it. But right now we're going to have a little bit of special music. You can just leave that right there. That'll be all fine. Thank you. And thank you for reading. It's good to hear lots of different voices as we come together in worship.
So the special music is going to be Pastor Harold and I singing "Give Me Jesus."
Of different forms of technology, I have an apology to make to our youth, because when we took time to record our drama yesterday, we did it for the first time, we did it in person, but yours truly didn't have all the settings right on the recording equipment, and so the audio didn't come through very well. So I just want to thank our youth for all the dedication that they've been bringing to these little dramas that enliven our worship. And I really appreciate you all and the journeys that you are making in the life of this church. I apologize for messing up the audio.
And thank you so much for helping with getting the sanctuary ready yesterday. That was a huge help, you guys.
Yeah. You should see, we've got all the hymnals packed. They almost fill the whole room back there. I didn't know there were so many hymnals here until I saw them. We're going to continue our worship with a prayer of returning and rest. I invite you to pray it with me if this prayer fits with your spiritual journey today. Gracious God, we remember that your love is larger than what we have done and what has been done to us. We return to you by the path of acknowging our brokenness and vulnerability, waiting for the movement of your love in our lives. Hear the good news. God is on our side in the heroic journey to be fully ourselves in community. What needs to be forgiven, let it be forgiven. And may the peace of Christ be with us. Now, I invite you to stand up wherever you are. We're not going to have a normal passing of the peace, but let's just give this a try. Stand up wherever you are. And see if this choreographed movement works for you, right? So may the peace of Christ be with you. Now look around at each other and begin to pass the peace a little bit, the way we do at Tabernacle. May the peace of Christ be with you, and with you, and with you. And do you feel it? Does it work for you? You can tell me if this is too kooky. And sorry for those of you at home who may not have heard all that. I know I wasn't near the microphone, but I was just wanting to help the folks who are here to have a moment of celebrating being in person, even though it's not quite normal. So I do hope that the peace of Christ is with you and that you're feeling a little bit of the joy of being together today. We have ongoing prayers in our community. Prayers for Matt, for Lou and Deb, for Jeff and Richard and Andy and Linda and David, for Barbara and Danielle, for Tiernan, Evie, Cindy, Sharon, Ron, and Joe. We have a special prayer request from Sharon Kreiner for her brother Dale and Geraldine, who have COVID and are really struggling with it right now. I get to say this right now for the first time in a lot of months, actually. Are there any prayer requests that you all want to lift up? Vanessa? I didn't quite hear.
Atelia.
Atelia is in the hospital and needs our prayers.
Okay.
So, a frequent person who comes to our community dinner, Atelia, needs our prayers. She's in the hospital right now. Any other prayers? I think I don't have my glasses on because they fog up, so y'all are a little bit impressionistic to me, but I'm loving that you're here. Is that Barb?
Yep.
All right, Barb. Prayer for Clarissa, who has
sickle cell and is going through a lot of complications.
Prayer for Clarissa, who has... Carissa. For Carissa, who has sickle cell and is going through a lot of complications right now. Yes.
Prayer
Prayers for Michelle's uncle, Alan, who is nearing the end of his life, and that he could be with all the people that he wants to be with and relationally as he goes through that process. Oh, you're making me cry. I really am so grateful for each and every one of you.
We pray for our Barb, our organist and pianist. She's continuing to heal, and she's hoping to be back with us very soon. So, Barb.
Yeah, and Barb sent in the recording that was part of our prelude. So let's take a moment and be in a spirit of prayer. Gracious, gracious God, we thank you that we have a chance to be together, to appreciate one another's presence, to know that you are teaching us day by day to see you in one another. And as thankful and joyful as at least I feel, I hope I'm not alone in that, but I'll say as we feel it being here together, we are aware that there are families who are missing loved ones this morning, and we send our prayers and our compassion out to the families of those who were tragically killed this week. We pray that your spirit of love and compassion would be around them. And we pray that as we, as a national community, reflect on this crime, that we would have the courage to reflect on what it's going to take to change our gun laws, that we would have the courage to take the next steps in the conversation about white supremacy and how we can dismantle it piece by piece. We pray that we could take the next steps in reflecting on what it means to think of women as full and equal human beings God has created. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would teach us what we need to learn to make sure that we take the steps now so that there will be no other tragedies like this in the future. We pray for all those in our community who are struggling, those who are struggling with economic difficulties, for those who are struggling with health difficulties, for those who are struggling with personal circumstances we can't even imagine. And we just ask that your love would flow like a fountain right from the heart of these prayers into the world, to whomever needs it. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we've been asked to return from time to time to our traditional Lord's Prayer. You'll find that it's printed in your bulletins or appearing on your screens. Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Do Shirley the presents.
Did we skip Shirley the presents? We did. That's my fault.
So I'm sure you all know it. Please hum along with us.
Thank you all for just being you. And I'm going to take a moment just to celebrate the giving that is at the heart of our community and that has helped our church to be so stable in the midst of such uncertain times. It is that faithful giving that has allowed us to just continue being able to lift up the message of God's love in the world, to continue to practically provide support through our community dinner and other ministries, to be able to move the conversation ahead as we take our message out and begin to say to the world, here is how we think about God's love and what it means for honoring everyone's marriages. Here is what it means for treating people with respect as a basis for our love. Here is what it means. We have a really wonderful opportunity as Tabernacle United Methodist Church to be part of changing the world, and that mission has always been core to who we are. And the faithful giving that is at the heart of this church is making that possible. And so we just give thanks to everyone who is engaged in that giving. And there are many different ways that you can continue to do that, both online or through just mailing in your checks, whatever works best for you. So I am going to, for the first time in quite a long time, I'm going to preach from the pulpit. So let me get up. I'm going to invite Cameron to switch the camera angle so that that can happen, and you'll see.
Cool. Harold, is our children's sermon?
Thank you. Now, is that a little too loud, or are you okay with that? Raise your hand if it's too loud. If it's not too loud, then we're all set. Okay, so we're going to start out with a little children's sermon. Now, I guess we really have to have everybody stay in their seats, which is just not satisfying for children's sermon time, but that's what we've got for now. So But I want to, if Teresa, if you'd be willing to pour some water, I'll get this out of the way. Let me put this over here. So pour it kind of slowly, but if you, hold just a minute. If you just imagine for a moment that the grace of God is pouring out over the world, and if you are if you're in the desert, you're very thirsty. Actually, I'm thirsty right now. I'm a little bit nervous being in front of you all. I haven't preached actually in front of people in a while, so you can imagine how parched your mouth can get when you are doing public speaking. Those of you who've done it, and so the water starts to pour out. It's the water of God's grace. It's the water of love, and you want to catch some of it because you can't get underneath it. So you cup your hands, and the water begins to collect. You cup your hands. And then you can drink. You cup your hands. You can keep pouring if you want. Because, you know, water, it's all over the place. And there's always more than enough when you're talking about God. But you cup your hands so that you can hold a little bit of water and offer to someone else. And it's this cupping of hands, which is a metaphor. That's probably good. It's a metaphor for all the things that we do in church. So I think as a young person, I oftentimes wondered what everybody was doing. Why are we doing this? Why do we go to church on Sunday? Why do we go to Bible study sometimes? Or why do we go in to hear someone speak? When I was young, we used to have missionaries stop by, and we'd have a big service, and the missionary would give a presentation. Why do we do things like that? As a pastor, I just want to talk about the way in which all those little things, whether it be praying at night, whether it be a little time of devotion sometime during the day, all those little things are just cupping our hands so that we can catch and collect a little bit of the grace of God. And sometimes we'll need to drink of it ourselves. Sometimes we'll take what we've found in doing that and offer it to someone else who's thirsty. Because what God has done for us is to send this amazing grace into the world, but to allow us to be responsible for holding a little bit of it, for catching a little bit of it. And so I just wanted to give that as a children's sermon. Because we haven't had children's sermons in a while, and I apologize. That's probably something that I should have been doing all along, but it was more difficult for me to think about it when I wasn't seeing everyone in person. So that's our children's sermon. And maybe, what's that? You want to pour more water? The first time I did this, I made everybody nervous in the church. You could just see people perking up as I started pouring water near the old woodwork or the rug. It was really quite an attention getter the first time I did it in a little country church where I was serving. So, gracious God, we do pray for all of the children of the church, those of us who are young in years, and those of us who are young in heart, but we are all your children, and we pray that you will guide us into the moments of our life when we can cup our hands and receive your grace. We thank you, Lord. We ask that this time of speaking and listening, this time of meditating on Scripture, will help us to get to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen.